AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The stage is set for an extraordinary showdown in the Iran war. The AP's Sagar Meghani is at the White House.
President Trump says the U.S. military has started a blockade of Iranian ports as part of his pressure to force the Strait of Hormuz's reopening.
They're really blackmailing the world. We're not going to let that happen.
Iran is now threatening all ports in the Persian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. The latest rhetoric comes after weekend talks aimed at ending the war failed. But the president says the U.S. is still willing to engage.
We've been called this morning by the right people, the appropriate people, and they want to work a deal.
Speaking at the Brookings Institution, Finnish President Alexander Stubb says the president has to face a reality.
Iran holds a lot of the cards right now.
Namely,
the Straits of Hormuz has basically become a de facto nuclear weapon.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Speaking at the Brookings Institution in Washington, Finnish President Alexander Stubb says Iran holds a lot of cards right now.
We've all learned that the ramifications of this war are broader than we expected. So the Straits of Hormuz has basically become a de facto nuclear weapon.
Oil prices settled at close to $100 a barrel. Stocks are holding steady at the closing bell. A county in Minnesota is investigating the arrest of a Hmong man by federal officers that was captured on video as a potential case of kidnapping, burglary, and false imprisonment. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher says Chung Lee Scott Tao is the man arrested.
Mr. Tao is and has been an American citizen. There's not a dispute over that. There's no dispute that he was taken out of his house, forcibly taken out of his home, and driven around.
No comment yet from DHS or ICE. This is AP News. Minnesota soybean farmers are being squeezed further by tariffs.
While equipment and supply costs go up, soybean prices stay low. And they say Trump administration tariffs and the trade war with China last year only made things worse. Then came the Iran war with shipping issues in the Strait of Hormuz, sending fertilizer prices sky high. Soybean farmer Doug Bartek in Nebraska worries about the future.
I'm foolish enough that I've been at it, like I said, 43 years. I'm, God willing, I can ride the storm out. What I'm really concerned about is my son. You know, I'm thinking, you know, did I do the right thing helping him get into farming?
Experts say it will take time for global supply chains to recover from the war. China is buying U.S. soybeans again. Farmers say a recent $12 billion federal aid package isn't enough to recoup their losses. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.